We've got now Kieran Maher online. He's driving back to the airport to head down to Melbourne. He's been out at Rose Hill to watch his Golden Rose Horse Merchant Navy go through its paces. Morning to you, Kieran.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this. This has been the race for you with Merchant Navy that you've targeted. How did the horse gallop this morning?
He galloped well, yeah. I'm quite happy with him. Huey Bowman sat on him and he sat off a work partner and worked over half a mile and worked past the work partner and seemed to pull up quite well in the wind and Huey gave him a nice report.
Yeah, fantastic. He travelled up earlier this year, as we've told our listeners a number of times with you in previous interviews. So I guess going the Sydney direction isn't new.
Well, he didn't race, but he came up and had a few gallops the other way, and I think the whole experience brought him on as a 2-year-old and made him sort of grow up a bit. So, second time round, he has travelled quite well, and he's kept his head in the feed bin and water bucket, so everything seems okay at this stage.
Fantastic. How did you see the first up win from where he was and the way that he won it, Kieran, down at Caulfield?
Yeah, he's sort of matured a bit as a racehorse. He was sort of all or nothing there as a 2-year-old. He was quite raw and certainly strengthened up a lot on his break between campaigns, and he seems just to, you know, he was quite happy to relax there out the back, and when Mark asked him, he quickened up nicely, and I just thought he was probably just a little bit more mature as a racehorse.
So how do you see Saturday? You would have been obviously watching a few of your rivals. There's been so much discussion about Minari, who's running on his home track. How do you see him at this stage of the week?
Yeah, well, Gerald Ryan's been telling me how good Minari is leading into his last start. And then he sort of franked that. And I'm stabled up there with Gerald at the moment. So there's a bit of banter going on. But, Minari looks like he's set pretty well for the race also. You know, he's a big, strong horse. And on his home track, like you said, he'll be hard to beat.
Both horses have got similarities where they can let down and really sprint off a good pace.
Yeah, that's right. Our bloke, he certainly does enjoy a good pace, and I think the 1400 for him should be ideal. You know, you can see over the 1200, he just got probably a fraction out of his ground over the 1200 last start, so the 14 should be spot on and. He had a look around. I'm glad he had a gallop on the track this morning because I think he took quite a bit from it.
Yeah, fantastic. It sounds like you've really mapped it out and touching wood, mate. Everything just seems, you know, it's gone to plan and bring on Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. His preparation's gone really smooth. So, hopefully he comes through that gallop well, which you'd expect he would. You know, he's as I said, his recovery was good and... really looking forward to Saturday. I suppose we'll find out a bit later this morning as to which barrier we draw. So yeah, That's probably the next thing we have to worry about.
Yeah, it won't be far away. Just while I've got you, mate, and I know you're heading back to the airport to fly back home, but I see Aloisio nominated for Saturday. What are your thoughts there for Melbourne?
I actually haven't looked at her opposition at all or what was nominated, but in terms of the horse, she's prepped up really well. She was in Sydney for a little while on her way back down to Melbourne, and she had a gallop on the course proper this morning at Caulfield and just seems in great order. I think she'll take some improvement out of this weekend's run, but she's a filly that comes to hand very quickly and I think she's on track for we should have her pretty right to go second up, and then with some improvement as she stretches out over the distances into a race like the Crown Oaks.
Yep, beautiful. And I've got to ask, how's Jukebox, mate? It was an eventful sort of end of the race. We know Craig Williams got suspended, but how did the horse come through?
The horse come through very well. He's in really good order. I'd say, you know, his first time down the straight without a bend, he might have just got a bit lost, and he was flushed out fairly early. So just as a whole, I'd say he'll take a lot from that first experience down the straight. He seems to have come through it well, so he'll go to the Blue Sapphire next start, and then he'll be heading towards the Coolmore for a second crack down the straight.
At least he's had that experience now, mate. That he'll gain something out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He'll still have a little bit of improvement in him too, I think.
Beautiful. All right, mate. Well, we'll wait for the draw. It's not far away for the Golden Rose. Thanks for joining us. Good luck with the week with Merchant Navy.
No worries. Thanks very much.